Skin Deep. Two photographs belong together. In one, my maternal grandmother, Bernice, sits at my wedding reception. Her small body hunches over the banquet table, one elbow planted on the white tablecloth, chin cupped in her hand, lips thin and tight. Her stubby forefinger taps a cigarette over a glass ashtray. Her dark brown eyes are brooding. What is it this time? Is the dinner not to her liking? Does she feel excluded from the celebration? Or is she just being her usual critical self? The pose is classic Bernice, a woman as unyielding as the thick-shelled Brazil nuts she liked to crack open at Christmas. The second photograph is of me, 10 years after my wedding day. I'm seated sideways on a piano bench, supervising my 8-year-old son's violin practice. My shoulders curve forward, fist clenched around a coffee mug. My lips form a thin line, my eyes narrow with the effort of scrutiny, steeling myself as he drags the bow across the strings. People say the camera doesn't lie. "You look like your father's side of the family," Bernice used to tell me. I wondered why it mattered. She sounded like one of the girls in my junior high gym class choosing members for her team. I pretended not to feel the sting of exclusion. Later, when I watched her grow old and difficult, I clung to her pronouncement. I didn't look like Bernice. I wouldn't end up like her. But now I lean into the bathroom mirror and see her face staring back at me. The same vertical grooves of disappointment forming between my eyebrows, her frown lines etching themselves around my mouth, her exacting gaze permeating mine. My grandmother compiled scrapbooks, 4 homely albums that recorded the story of her life, and now I'm making a scrapbook too. I paste evidence and artifacts onto its wide, empty pages, trying to understand the way my grandmother's life is tangled up with mine.